Go ahead and grab your Bibles and turn to the book of Luke 22:42. And as you turn there, I just want to thank God for my salvation. Of course, my pastor, Pastor Danny, and Sister Barbara, who are there now, and they're in need of our prayers tonight as well. But for this awesome opportunity tonight to speak at our prayer revival. So let's go ahead and begin reading in the book of Luke 22:42. The Bible says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Father, we come before you tonight. Father, as we continue on in our prayer revival, Father, I pray, God, that you would elevate, that you would ignite, Lord, a lifestyle of powerful prayer in our lives. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Father, as we came here tonight in expectation for you to move and speak to us, Lord, I pray that you would be here to do just that, God, that your Holy Spirit would move in a powerful way, God, and speak to us, Lord. Father, we love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the power of sacrifice. The power of sacrifice. Now, we see here in Luke chapter 22 that this is right before the greatest sacrifice that ever took place. God sent his only son to die for our sins. And there was a big, amazing miracle that needed to take place. And because there was a big, amazing miracle that needed to take place, there had to be a big, amazing sacrifice. There had to be a sacrifice. Because of the amount of sin that was in the world and that would be in the world throughout time, there had to be a sacrifice to the magnitude of what was taking place. It couldn't just be done with a snap of a finger. It couldn't be done with normal means. It couldn't be done in the natural or in any other way that it was done before. Even when God created the earth, he did it by speaking into existence, "Let there be light." But that power wasn't the power that was needed. That power wasn't the power that was needed to overcome all the sins of the world. It was the power of sacrifice. The definition of sacrifice: the act of giving up something that you want to keep, especially in order to get or to do something else. It's the act of killing a person or animal in a ceremony as an offering to please God. Sacrifice. What Jesus did was the ultimate sacrifice. Now, I want to kind of explain a few things before we get into that. Because there is a misconception about sacrifice. See, some people think that giving and sacrifice are the same thing. But giving and sacrifice is two things. See, when you give your tithe, that's giving. Right? We see a portion of the Bible about the widow and the two mites. What happened is, Jesus was sitting across from the treasury, and he was watching all the rich people, all the wealthy, all the people that had things. They were coming to give their offering. They were coming to give their offering out of what the Bible says was their abundance. And see, that's what our tithe is. Our tithe is us giving from what God has already given us. It's the 10% that already belongs to Him. The tithe is not a sacrifice. The tithe is giving your tithe. But then Jesus saw a widow. Jesus saw a widow go to the same offering, the same place of offering that all those had gone before her to give their tithes and to give those kinds of offerings. But then He said, look at this widow. This widow gave everything she had. It wasn't a lot. It was just two mites. It was just two little mites in measurement, in contrast to all the coins and all the things that everybody else had given. This was the stuff that fell to the bottom. This was the leftovers. Well, some people looked at it and they would think this was chump change. This was nothing. Oh, but to the widow, it was something. To the widow, it was something altogether. It was a sacrifice because that's all she had. That was all she had. And I want to tell you that your tithe activates the promise, but your sacrifice activates the power. You can give your tithe. It opens up the floodgates of heaven. It protects you against the devourer. Oh, but if you need God's power, if you need God's miracle working power in your life, then what it's going to take is not just a gift, but a sacrifice. Sacrifice. You think when we come and we worship before service, and we say sometimes the phrase, give Him praise. And we're praising God. And we're giving Him praise. Right? And why do we give people praise? Because of something good that they did. We praise our children for good grades. Right? We praise each other. We give pats on the back. Right? You did good. Man, you're awesome. It was a good thing. And giving praise is good. But in Hebrews chapter 13, it talks about a sacrifice of praise. And see, giving praise and giving a sacrifice of praise is different. Because when something good happens in your life, you get a raise. Come on, somebody. Right? Something good happens. You get a good report from the doctor. Right? Something happens. A bill gets paid. You didn't know how it got paid, but it got paid. Right? Something good happens. Right? And so what happens is you give God praise because something good happened. But see, that's not where the power's at. The power is when things aren't going your way. And you don't know what you're going to do. When you go to the doctor, and instead of the doctor saying, I got good news, the doctor says, I got bad news. And the report came back with a negative report. And things begin to happen, and you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know where your next meal is going to come from. You don't know how you're going to pay your rent. You don't know how you're going to pay those bills. People be acting funny. Your spouse asked for a divorce. Your children ran away. All those things. But when you come to church, you lift your hands, and you give a sacrifice of praise. To praise Him right then, it requires a personal sacrifice. To praise Him through the storm. To praise Him when things aren't good. When the report was bad. When all those things took place. And you say, you know what? I choose. It is a choice that I'm making. Not because I got good news. Oh, but because I have a good God. That I'm going to give a sacrifice of praise. Giving and sacrifice are two different things. Let me read the scripture again, Luke 22, 42 through 44. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. And I want to give three simple points on how to activate the power of sacrifice in your prayer life. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14. Says, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. Verse 21. However, this kind, this specific trial, what took place right here, this extraordinary situation, does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. My first point tonight is you have to deny yourself. You have to deny yourself. Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Deny yourself is a sacrifice. Fasting. Denying the things that you want to do. See, when you deny yourself, you activate a power that is not of you. You activate something that you can't do on your own. That is nothing in the natural. I can picture the disciples going out and the man brought the boy to him. And they go up to the boy and they begin to say the same things Jesus would say. They begin to do the same things Jesus would do. They would begin to say the same prayers that Jesus would say over the boy. But the result was different because there was something missing. There was something missing that Jesus had that the disciples did not yet have. There was something that they couldn't do when they laid hands. See, they had the words, but they didn't have the power. And sometimes we can have all the right words. Right? We can come to church on Sunday, on Wednesday. We can show up to life group. We can read our Bibles. We can do all these things. We can know exactly what verse, right? We can just Google it. Google how verses to help sick people, right? And we can say those verses. But if we say those verses, but we do not yet have the power. So we need the power. And the only way we get the power is to sacrifice, to deny ourselves. Why? Because you can't do it. Because it's not about you. It's not about you. The Bible says when we are weak, that he is strong. That when we are weak, when we deny ourselves, when we say it's not me, but it's him, when we walk in not in our power, oh, but after a series and time of things taking place, of reading our Bibles, of getting into prayer, into the presence of God, and sacrificing and denying ourselves, that we don't walk in as us. We don't walk in our power. but we walk in the power of God. Deny yourself, point one. Point number two, we have to go all in. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. We got to go all in. If we want the power, if we want God to move in our prayers, if we want God's presence in our prayer life, we can't be halfway in and halfway out. You look at the story of the young rich ruler. He comes up to Jesus and he says, Jesus, what good thing must I do to have eternal life? What do I have to do? And Jesus looks at him and says, you have to obey the commandments. And he goes, wait. I've done all these things. Since I was young, I obeyed all the commandments. What else do I lack? And see, he knew he lacked something. Because he came to church, but he didn't walk in power. So he lacked something. So Jesus looked at him. And Jesus knows that he wasn't all in. That he was halfway in the world and halfway in the church. So he told him, you know what? Go and sell everything that you have and give it to the poor. Give me your whole heart. Go all in. Everything that you have. Don't be one way in front of Jesus and another way away from Jesus. Don't be one way in the church and another way at home or at work. What does the Bible say? That he ran away. He ran away sad because he couldn't give up his way of life. He couldn't give up who he was on the other side. He couldn't give up what he thought made him and who he was, his wealth. Some of us, we come into the church and we don't want to let go of who we were for who God wants us to be. We want to keep the same. Same friends we used to have, do the same things we used to do. We want to just add Jesus. Listen, you can't add Jesus. You can't just add him to the top of the list. It's not a buffet table and put him on top. You got to go get the clean plate. Sometimes you're working at a buffet, you look down, you say, you know what? I just got to go get a clean plate. Got to go all in. Point number three. If the keyboard player could go ahead and make their way. Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. My third point tonight is you have to surrender to God's will. His plan, not your plan. You want power in your prayer? Then you got to be walking the path of God. You can't be walking your own path. Because the power and the path are in the same place. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about your plan, it's about God's plan. Listen, the plan that God has for you is better than your plan. But it takes us to surrender to his will. What was taking place right here, right after the Last Supper, and I go back to talking about the greatest miracle that ever took place, where Jesus died for our sins, made the ultimate sacrifice. But then 3 days later, he rose from the grave. See, sometimes we think it's the end. Sometimes we think if we go down this path, it'll all be over. But listen, it's just the beginning. When you surrender to God's will, it's just the beginning. The greatest miracle of all time, before it could happen, the greatest sacrifice of all time had to take place. See, some of us, we want the dream. We want to walk in power. We want to walk in our calling. We want to walk in deliverance. We want to be set free. We want the promises of God. But we refuse to pay the price of the required sacrifice. Make the sacrifice. What God does next is worth it. What God does next is worth it. You know, I heard it said one time, if you want to see a miracle, plant a seed. Because you look at a seed, it's a little bitty, little speck. Little speck, and what happens is they put it in the ground, they cover it with dirt, with water. And if you feel the weight of the seed, it's so insignificant to the dirt. It's thousands and thousands of times, it weighs that much less. How on earth could it break through the dirt? No possible way. No explanation that that little seed, after being put in the ground, covered with dirt that outweighs it by thousands of times, you pour water on it and it needs sun, even though the sun can't go over ground, can't break the ground, but it knows through the heat of what it is. And that seed, that insignificant little seed, pops through the surface. It's a miracle. A miracle. If you want to see a miracle, plant a seed. Tonight, the same thing. If you want to see a miracle, if you want to see something amazing, just like that seed had to die before it lived. Just like Jesus, when he took on all the sins of all mankind, he had to die before we could live. In the same way tonight, the Bible says that we are to be crucified with Christ. That it's us that no longer live, but Christ that lives in us. Tonight, be that seed. Die to yourself tonight. Make the sacrifice. Say, I'm not going to be the same person anymore. I'm not going to live the same way. All about me. All about me. You're never going to get any power if it's all about you. But make it about God and experience the power of sacrifice in your life. Begin to walk in a fresh anointing, an elevated walk full of power. Feeling your call and destiny. And watch your prayer life. When you pray, the power that you have. Because you won't be full of yourself, but you'll be full of the power of God. This evening, let's all stand to our feet. We're going to do something very special right now. We're going to be partaking in communion. Before you move and get out of your seats and come get it. I want to challenge you tonight. Take an honest evaluation. Have you been living for you, or have you been living for God? You want to ask yourself the tough questions. Have I been living a life of sacrifice or a life of comfort? When I see a hurting person, do I talk to them or do I turn the other way? Have I been walking as Jesus would want me to walk? The Bible says to be holy, for he is holy. Have you been one way in church and then another way out of church? All these things, just think about. Begin to have a conversation with the Lord. Close your eyes and just begin to repent. Thank God. Tell God, I don't want to be the same anymore. I want my prayer to have power. I want my life to have power. I want to walk in a fresh anointing. Whatever that I have to do, not my will, but but your will be done. And if I have to go through the hardest trial of my life, see, Jesus in the garden, he was going through the hardest trial of his life. He was faced with death. He was faced with the cross. And he asked the Father, he said, Father, is this a trial that I can get out of? Or is this a trial I have to go through? What happened is the Father sent an angel. The Bible says that he gave him strength. Listen, God won't leave you alone in your darkest hour or your hardest trial. But he'll give you every piece of strength that you need to make it through. Victory Outreach Albuquerque, this is your year to elevate. So right there where you're at, just close your eyes. Take 30 seconds and begin to take a self-evaluation. So tonight, if you want to partake in communion, I want you to step out of your seats, and this half of the sanctuary, you can come and grab your elements here. This half, you can come and grab them here. Oh, hallelujah. Back to your seat. Don't take him yet. Take him back to your seat. Thank you. Jesus said to do this in remembrance of me. And what he was saying is, remember. Don't you ever forget. Don't you ever forget the sacrifice, the price that was paid. But not just about the sacrifice and the price that was paid. But he was telling his disciples, the ones that were right there, don't ever forget who you are. That you are a part of me. That you have the call and the purpose of God upon your life. Don't ever think that for one second you were meant to be part of the world. Don't you ever think for one second that you're just another face in the crowd. But he chose them. He said, do this in remembrance of me. And so we're going to go ahead. The Bible says in Mark 14:22. While they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take it, this is my body. Go ahead and take the bread. Verse 23, he said, then he took a cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said, this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, he said to them. Go ahead and take the cup. I pray tonight that as we took communion, that you'd remember not just the price that was paid, but of the price that is still to be paid. The price of sacrifice. To live a life worthy of the call of God. At this time, as you remain standing, if this message spoke to you, you say, you know what, I haven't been denying myself like I should have been. I've been living just for me. Maybe you think to yourself that you need more of God tonight. You need the power of God. Then as they begin to play this song, step out of your seats and come up to the altar. And let's pray tonight. Amen. Some of you tonight have to give a sacrifice of praise. You've been going through the biggest trial of your life. Maybe you got a bad report from the doctor or from wherever. And you came to church to get a hold of God in our prayer revival. And it's hard for you to lift your hands because the trial that you're going through. But I want to let you know tonight that when you lift your hands, when you praise Him anyways, that despite your situation, despite the report, when you begin to tell God, God, you are a good God, that I believe that you are the God of the impossible, that you activate a power that you have not yet had, that the power of the sacrifice. Oh, come on, lift your hands tonight. Oh, we need you, Lord. Oh, Father, we don't want to be the same, God. Oh, but Father, we want to be all in. We want to deny ourselves. We want your will, not our will, God. Oh, Rapashatara Sitio. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, for you that are in the victory homes, God's going to give you the strength to complete the home. Oh, Rapashatara Sitio. Oh, we worship you. Father, we need your power tonight, God. Oh, Father, your miracle-working power tonight, God. Oh, Rapashatara Sitio, Rapashatara Sitio. Breakthrough right now. Oh, Father, your power. A power that we don't have yet, God. But that you want to give us. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rapashatara Sitio. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you.
Come on, let's just keep that atmosphere of prayer going. Come on, Victory Outreach Albuquerque. Right now is the time to come before the throne of the King of Kings. Father, we love you. We praise you. But we want to ask right now, if you've written down a prayer request, we want you to bring it right here to these altars. And we're going to take it before the Lord, the King of Kings, the Great I Am. Oh, Father God, Lord, we love you. We praise you here tonight, God. We worship you. Come on, Victory Outreach Albuquerque. Now's the time to press in like never before. If you want that breakthrough, if you want that victory, if you want that guidance, if you want that direction, oh, hallelujah. Oh, Rabashata, Rabashata, Rabasito, Father God, Lord, we love you. We praise you, God. Lord, we ask, God, Lord, that as we lift, God, Lord, oh, Lord, our petition before you here tonight, God. Oh, that you, God, begin to speak, God. That your presence fall upon this place, God. Oh, come on, Victory Outreach Albuquerque. Oh, Rabashata, Rabasita, come on, if you gotta pray in that heavenly language. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, I lift up, God, Lord, every person here tonight, God. Oh, Lord, we ask, God, Lord, that you begin to move here tonight, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Right now, what we want to do is we want to begin to lift up our local churches. We want to begin to lift up our local churches. We want to lift up the churches in the Rio Grande region and all around the world. We also want to lift up the regions. And we want to lift up our pastors and our home directors. So right now, what I want to ask you to do is I want you to come. Let's come together as a church and let's begin to pray. Father God, Lord, we lift up, God, Lord, all our local churches, God, Lord. The churches all around Victory Outreach, God. Lord, we lift up the church here in Albuquerque, God, Lord. And we pray, God, Lord, that you, Father God, Lord, just begin to move, God. Lord, that spirit of revival, God, Lord, begin to take place, God. Lord, that you raise up, God, Lord, leaders, God. Lord, that you raise up, God, Lord, oh, men and women, God, Lord, who will answer the call, God, Lord, that you place, God, Lord, upon their lives, God.
Oh, Father, we pray, God, Lord, that you begin to fill up, God, Lord, every church, God, Lord, with people who are hurting, God. Lord, that it be a place, God, Lord, where they can receive, God, Lord, your healing, God. They can receive your guidance, God. Father, we lift up, God, Lord, every single region in Victory Outreach, God. Lord, we pray, God, Lord, that this be the year, God. Lord, where you elevate, God, Lord, the regions, God, the Rio Grande region, God. Lord, that you, God, Lord, begin to speak, God, Lord, and move, God, Lord, like never before, God. Oh, Lord, that the churches, God, Lord, just begin to explode, God, Lord, and that your spirit, God, Lord, begin to go forth, God. Oh, in every city, God. Oh, Father, God, Lord, we lift up, God, the senior pastors, God. We lift up, God, your associate pastors, your worship pastors, God. Oh, Lord, we ask, God, Lord, that you move, God, Lord, like never before in their lives, God. Father, that you give them a double portion of your anointing, God. Lord, that you speak to them, God. Give